When you look at the totality of the additions to this roster, veterans, the draft, you had some very quality pieces there, some undrafted free agents who came and made significant contributions. Are you happy, and does that kind of give you, you know, going into it, you never know. You know you believe in yourself, but does that give you some validation coming into it that, you know, coming into the second year that, hey, I know talent, I've done a good job adding, and now we have another opportunity with two more first-round picks to add some more significant talent to this team?
No. I would say that I'm really focused on improving and identifying my shortcomings of what did I mess up, how did I mess that up, and how can I fix it. Being excited about the things that I think I'm good at never has benefited me. It's always benefited me when I've found a way to unearth what I've done wrong and improve in that direction. So probably a little more self-critical than I need to be, but there's ways to improve this football team that I didn't get accomplished, and I'm more focused on correcting those mistakes that I am exacerbating the positives that I've had.
Short and long term. Has that been one of the challenges as well, balancing the need to win in the short term, but also to build a franchise that can have that sustained winning in the long term?
I think that's always the critical point for the general manager, is balancing the now and the future. There's a delicate balance there, and you got to win games today, but you can't lose sight of what happens tomorrow. Our goal for the Browns is to win and sustain winning over time. Would it be great for us to have success this year, make the playoffs, and spend a bunch of cash and put all our resources into this year? Sure, feel good in the moment. But if next year we crashed and had a collapsible setback and things weren't what they should be, we'd feel bad about that instance. So it's more about the balance of the two than it is any one outweighing the other.
All right, so going in the offseason, two first-round picks again, a lot of money under the salary cap. What's the one thing that you want all the people who love the Cleveland Browns out there to know about how you intend to approach this offseason and improve this team, given those assets at your disposal?
We will be creative. We will think outside the box. We will leave no stone unturned. And we will make a concerted effort to make sure that we improve the Cleveland Browns to move this franchise forward. So we have resources. We have an owner that's willing. We have a head coach that's not afraid, and we have a GM that's going to move us forward with the people that are available for us to acquire.